Hachette Audio presents Grace and Fury, written by Tracy Bangard, read by Sarah Malo Christensen and Megan Tusing. For every woman who has been told to sit down and be quiet, and who has stood up anyway. 1. Serena. Serena Tesoro stood on the steps of the fountain in Llanos' central piazza, flanked by 9 other girls her age, all in their finest gowns. Her brilliant smile never dimmed, even as the thick, coal-hazed twilight tried to choke her. Signor Pietro gave each girl his narrow-eyed appraisal. He had known them all from birth, watching and gauging and critiquing their potential. His salt-and-pepper mustache twitched as he pursed his lips. The dark hulk of the mountains loomed over the soot-stained city, blocking all but a few final rays of daylight. Serena's family stood in shadow at the edge of the crowd. Only Nomi's flushed cheeks caught the light. Serena could see plainly, even from this distance, the fury in her sister's eyes. Their brother, Renzo, kept a hand on Nomi's arm as if to hold her back. Serena couldn't read his expression, but she was sure it didn't echo their parents' open anticipation. Signor Pietro turned away from the girls on the steps of the fountain to address the people gathered in the piazza. As Serena waited for his decree, her heart clamored in her throat, but she hid her excitement beneath a veneer of serenity. Her mother had taught her the importance of masks.
This year, the heir will choose his...